Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week and another week, as I always say that literally as we're all getting older. And I guess right now we're smack dab in the middle of the coronavirus, so I'm not getting on planes as I normally have. I think the last one I got on was February 4th, so there's some good things to be in staying in place, though. There are. And it's a crazy time right now, but we're all going to get through it. And today I'm excited to bring on Don Lee, who is in real estate. And I've known Don since, oh, my God, since the 70s, but I hadn't seen her in years. And it's so funny to go all around full circle when we're getting older and go, wow, this is just so cool. And I'm so excited. She's been in real estate. She got her real estate license in 1985. We today are going to talk about Virginia Beach real estate, surrounding areas, the state of affairs, and Dawn's going to give us a lot of her take on it and advice, being that she's smack dab in the middle of the Virginia Beach real estate and everything that's going on right now with our virus and how it's affecting. So since then, she worked with some of the industry's top agents and coaches to enhance her understanding of the market and all aspects of real estate. A longtime resident of Virginia Beach, Dawn sells residential and commercial properties in Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Hampton, and Newport News. Specializing in sellers, investors, first-time homebuyers, military relocation, short sales, and foreclosures. Her multifaceted expertise is of great benefit to her clients. She enjoys taking a direct hands-on approach with her clients and is well supported by her superb office staff and team at Beach South Realty. She uses the latest internet technologies to market and find homes expertly to achieve outstanding results. Zoom, which is having some trouble, went from 10 million users in December to 200 million. So just imagine the change in internet, even though we're all used to it, that's just happened in 3 months with this virus. So Dawn, she understands all of it, and she uses the latest technologies. And she's had the honor of receiving agent awards from Hampton Roads Realtor Association, as well as numerous customer service and management awards in her past career with Woolworth and Kinney Shoe Corporations. Wow, I remember them. And she's also a member in good standing with the Hampton Roads Real Estate, Virginia Association of Realtors, and NAR, National Association of Realtors, and the Multiple Listing Service. As a military Navy spouse, we'll have to talk about that too, because there's a lot going on with that right now. For over 11 years, Dawn understands the stresses involved in the buying, selling, and relocation process and strives to alleviate these concerns for her clients. Having been born in London, England, and raised in Baltimore, she also lived in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and resided in Virginia Beach since 1988. She feels the best path to her success is to help others realize their success. Hats off to that. Because of her track record of accountability, education, attention to detail, and personal attention, her clients become customers for life. And without further ado, I want to welcome Dawn. Hey, Dawn.
Hi, so good to hear your voice. Welcome.
Yours too. So thank you for coming on today. It's so great. It's it's so amazing because we knew each other as friends when we were teenagers. We were like, 12, 13, 14 years old? Can you believe that?
We were on the same bus together going to school.
I just remember you had. I just remember this, us listening to the songs and you know carrying on and just it was like God. That, and I saw you at the last two reunions and I was like, oh my gosh, and you're been in real estate all this time too. It's amazing. It's amazing
yes.
how time flies, though, doesn't it? It's like it
it's
doesn't
true.
Seem possible. Does it?
It doesn't
seem
at all.
Possible. No, I still feel like I'm in my 40s, maybe not 12, but like, yeah, it's yeah. So tell me, because Virginia Beach is, I mean, I've been down there many times and over the years, and so much is going on right now, and you've been in a long time too. So tell us how you got, what got you into real estate though, because from Woolworth, Kenny Shoes, and your past, like tell us what interested you in getting into the real estate industry.
Well, as you know, 1985 was a very different type of real estate market. We didn't even have the internet back then. And so I got my license, and unfortunately, I could not get it going because I had to move to Virginia Beach and I got married. So very soon after that. So I kind of put it aside and I was an investor. I still am an investor, but I've kind of put that to the other side of wholesaling and flipping. And when the market changed back in 2008 and 2009, I thought, what a great idea. Let me get that real estate license, brush it off and get to work. And so I did start during the last recession. So I feel like I have a little bit to offer because I did build a very successful business and I love being my own boss. It's just an amazing time to be a real estate agent with all the technology, GPS, apps, and electronic signature. It's just an incredible time to have your own business. So that's what has driven me to stick with it, and still to this day, some things I'll share that I'm doing to keep myself in front of my clients in a time where you can't be in front of your clients. So
how are you doing that?
Well, I do work with a company called Buffini and Company. But there's several out there that are motivational coaching companies. But one thing, and that anybody, even if you don't belong to something like that, is you should have a database. If you're
right.
new, you should have a sphere of influence. As you become a more seasoned agent, a database would be people that you've sold houses to or have sold their houses. And you want to create that relationship and keep a relationship with them because things change. And obviously you did a great job for them. So they want to share maybe other people that would like that same experience. So what I do is I write a lot of handwritten notes. I try to write about 10 a day and I do them monthly. So this month, I have not, usually I put, you know, referrals or welcome. This month, I kept it very, very light, just letting them know we're in this together, thinking about them, sending good positive thoughts from my home to yours, if there's anything I can do. Very, nothing, you know, I'm not asking for business at this point. Of course, I want it, but it's not the time, I don't think, to put things like that in their face. But it is important that you let them know and reach out. Said, handwritten notes are very important to me because you don't really get that many of them, right? You don't see it anymore.
That's so true.
So it does stand out. Now, I do print my labels. I don't handwrite those because I have about – now, these are best clients. So I have about 110 of buyer-sellers, and this is not necessarily my sphere of influence. So – then you take your top, say, 25 clients, and you probably know who they are or your sphere of influence. And with those, I will create some sort of pop-by, and you can find those on Pinterest. And this would go for anybody that's in sales as well. If you're not in real estate, this is relationship building, which is a key form of keeping in touch with your clients. So with the pop-bys, you can find examples of those, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. Right now, you can get Easter candy half off. Don't buy chocolate. It will melt. Because I keep these Popeyes in my car. And I keep them in my car because if you're out, you can go, oh, I know so-and-so, I can drop this at their house. But are apps. Buffini has an app that if I go to drop a Popeye at an address, it will come up and say, well, here's five others that are within a mile. And so I can just knock out a bunch of them, maybe five, and it doesn't take a minute. And what I do is I take a picture of me dropping it, text the client, thinking about you, and they love it. It's, you know, brings a really big smile to their face. But, you know, that is something that is obviously way and above that most people are prepared to do. But
yeah, I like
it. Start with, you know, five
that.
A month, you know, just start with
a
few a month.
That's really it.
Mm-hmm.
So the touch and the communication, it's important.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, calling too, but a lot of people don't answer these days, so texting is okay, you know. If people are busy, they've got kids at home, they're, you know, and so I think the handwritten notes are appreciated. I've gotten a very good response from the people I've sent them to. So,
I think that's amazing. Yeah, it's still so important, isn't it? Nowadays, so many people are getting robocalls. Robocalls are just becoming a nightmare that many people aren't answering their phone at all. It's just
podcasts too.
I like that.
Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Do I listen to a lot of what?
Podcast.
Yeah, I listen to audiobooks a lot more though, but I do listen to podcasts too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of good motivational speakers out there. Chris Hogan is a good one. He just came on Buffini. Buffini has a podcast weekly, and he has some very strong speakers. He had the National Association of Realtors. He's had the CEO on, all the different high-up people on there. It's just 30 minutes, but it is good. And yesterday we had Chris Hogan on, which he's got that beautiful, deep voice. I don't know if you've ever heard his voice, but if you hear it, you'll be like, I've heard him say audiobooks before, read audiobooks before. He's got that voice. It's so beautiful. But he said
something
really stuck with me. He said, you know, what you can control is what you can control during these difficult times. And the one thing you can control is faith. And to have the energy to have faith, you know, don't give up, obviously. Number two is attitude. You know, you can control your attitude. Control that, pushing that negative out of your mind. Things will turn around. They will. It is very uncertain for everybody right now, but there are things you can do. So you got to keep your faith, keep your good attitude, and a good outlook with actions. So what are you going to do to pivot, maneuver, adjust, and adapt? Is the main goal here. What can you do differently? What can you do the same? What's working? What isn't working? So we have to be multifaceted. With real estate, we have several different ways. We have property management. We have, of course, buying and selling. So, and we are considered essential employees, essential to
which is good
business, which is a good thing. And but that doesn't mean we're doing a ton of business right now, but you can still, there's people buying.
They're doing a lot of virtual open houses. Mm-hmm. I know in Hawaii they said they were doing, in a lot of areas they're doing virtual open houses. You know, so the motivational training all year long, and and all day. You know, the motivational training and mindset, and it all makes a difference. And it's a continual thing. And I think when somebody goes into this, when you're in this coronavirus, this shock period. You know, it's so important to get back into it. And I find it's good to try to work while we're really work instead of just saying, okay, I'm just going to watch a bunch of Netflix and lay around and not do anything and let this pass. It's really a good time to work and keep those skills going, isn't it? Yeah.
I definitely I get up very early in the morning and I have to do my exercise even though there's no gym. I'm a big exercise fan, so I keep that routine. I have to go to the store early in the morning now if we have to go out. I try to get that done. But then I set a time. I say, at this time, I'm going to work from this time to this time. I'm going to work on my database. from this time to this time, I'm going to text people. I try to break it up so I do stick with those things that are working and that do make a difference rather than, like you said, watching Netflix, because it's very easy. There's so many distractions.
Oh, we still need to chill out. I feel like every day's been Sunday lately because, you know, it's like, because I'm used to going to the gym and swimming and working out, but then I still can do other things and come back. And of course we can't, but I'm still working out with equipment at home. But it's
sure.
like that, you know, that every day feels like Sunday, like, or Saturday, you know, and it's different and kind of go, okay, we got to get to work here, get to work. And it's good to check in with a lot of clients to see what they're up to because they're going through hard times. And this is such a different,
yeah.
I don't think we've ever, you know, to be, none of us have ever experienced something like this where we're stuck in and we're all of a sudden finances are on hold in the real estate industry.
Mm-hmm.
We've had such a problem with the loans, because, you know, when they first put, the government put the stimulus package out, they weren't thinking, well, when they lower the rates more, it's going to hurt the mortgage banks that actually, you know, on the wholesale and retail side, and the mortgage banks take hedge funds, you know, to
mm-hmm.
protect themselves with the rates they lock in. Then all of a sudden, these, everything's going to be called, and they're going to go out of business. So they raise the rates a little bit more, and then with the next stimulus package, they said, well, actually it was one of the first, they said that people could do forbearances, but the banks still have to pay, right, even if they let you not pay. So we're in the middle of that as real estate agents and brokers, that we're in the middle of this
mm-hmm.
influx of like, oh, my gosh, and then the news media is saying, well, prices are going to go down so low. Many buyers are saying, why? I'm not going to buy. I'm going to wait. Why do I want to buy? And you're going, what's going on here? This is like creating, you know, sometimes the stress of all this is making it worse than the actual issue. And back to what you were talking about with motivation and sticking into something, that makes such a difference, right, and keeping us
mm-hmm.
focused and keeping us on a path that we'll make it, because we are going to make it, but a lot of right now what's happened in the last 2 weeks, many of the lenders can't do certain loans they were doing even 3 weeks ago. They raise the scores
mm-hmm.
to where certain buyers are not going to, many
mm-hmm.
buyers across the board aren't going to be able to get the loan, you know, and it's like, what do you do, right? What do? You just kind of have faith that it's going to sift its way through. And I don't know about you. It's gotten more into where we're really looking at what really matters. You know, what really, really matters, right? Have you been experiencing that through the slowdown?
Oh, definitely. I think that, all of us have. I think we were all on our phones too much, and this is just telling us technology's great. But
yes.
You guys need to be together more.
So,
funny how the
universe
works.
You go to a restaurant, they're on their phones, right? A family's on their phones. They're like, oh, my God, put the phone down.
It's definitely going to change things. I mean, the social distancing, even if we, you know, obviously the economy's going to start back, but it's not going to be a light switch. This is going to be slow moving. I can't see – we have – 1 mile of my house, I have 85 restaurants. 1 mile.
Oh, wow.
We try to support them all. You know, right? But the thing is, it's, I can't imagine. we have to do takeout right now, and I can't imagine when they open, they're going to have every, you know, so many people in the restaurant at a time. I can't imagine going back to the normal. Until we have a vaccine, I can't imagine being totally normal. Can you?
No, I really can't. You know, and the stuff that's going on, now this is going to definitely set precedent for the future if this happens again, because there were so many
mm-hmm.
things that nobody expected it, so they weren't in place. Just like I gave the example of real estate and how these loans are frozen and not going anywhere, and this is happening, and then people are thinking, well, I'm going to wait and get a better deal, and then the sellers are getting upset. But that's our example in real estate. It's happening in every field, right? Every single,
right.
In the real restaurants are really getting hit. I feel really horrible for, you know, waitresses and bartenders who rely on their tips, and how are they
mm-hmm.
figuring that one out, you know, with the plans and rebate. It's just really a mess. But I think if we stay as leaders
and really stay and have our faith. If I didn't have my faith in God, and that's one thing I love about owning my own business, is nobody could say, "Be quiet, you can't say that." You know, I'm very respectful. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting it, you know, preaching all the time, but probably as much as I know I can. But I'm respectful. But if I didn't have my faith and trust God and really get into the Bible and really understand it and learn and pray, I probably wouldn't be this calm, because we have a lot of overhead, you know, and we're not going to have it come in either. But I'm not. Does that make sense? I mean, in the sense, I'm not so worried. It's much more important to stay healthy, to stay alive, to respect and honor what's going on here. But I think the more people can make it, and then a lot of people do get our checks and monies, and they're not as worried as those of us probably that aren't. We're relying on our businesses to go, right? And then they're, but I think if we can get through it, we're going to be okay. I really do. I don't think we'll be shaking hands like we used to all the time. And I've always been a hugger, so I probably won't be hugging all the time. I'd be like, my son said the other day, the Japanese, you know, they you know, nod for a reason.
They bow.
Right? And I'm like, that's they bow, not nod. You're right. They bow.
Definitely.
That's what he said. They bow, right? So I think we're going to be bowing. We're going to be curtsying. Mm-hmm. I think things are going to change.
It's very,
you know,
nice.
But
I love that.
I do too. I don't think we're going to be complaining though about so many little things, because we went through this. You know, we're going through something we've never been through, and it does make you think twice. And you know, so at least I hope that. I hope it. We can come, and each one of us can do that. We can work on our own attitudes, but let me get to Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk, so that whole area right now. The Navy is, that's where the Navy base is, right? Is that?
Yes, we have the largest military base in the whole world here. So we are home to half of the aircraft carriers, half of them are on the West Coast, half are on the East. And we have, we also have the largest NATO force here. And we also have Army. And of course, across the water in Hampton, we have our Air Force. So we have all facets of the military here, but it is the largest military. So it's the largest military.
I didn't know that.
And, yeah. So we do rely a lot on our military for housing, because even when we went through our last recession, which was tough for everyone, of course, we still had the military. So we seemed to come back a little quicker, only because most of these orders, not all, but a lot of the orders have been put on hold. So with that in mind, I know that we're going to be up and running. It's going to happen. But the military, we have to count on them lifting their restrictions so we can keep moving our people through here.
Most people are in there for what, 3 years, 4 years usually, typically as an average.
Typically,
stay,
it just depends.
Orders.
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah, 4 year orders. But see, a lot of people. When I was married, we stayed here for 11 years, and he just went out on ships because we have a large ship base here.
Oh, gotcha.
You can stay here if you stay in the military. You can come in back and stay on the ship. Usually goes to the yards. But then, you know, you go out for a year now rather than 6 months. It's a year they go out.
It's a year?
So it's,
oh, my.
Most
That's
of the time it's
long.
A year at least. It's very long.
That's really long, though.
Yeah.
But now the military, they're buying a lot of houses is military building them base housing? Do you find both?
No, that's mostly the military. I have a lot of military buyers. I'd say half my buyers and sellers are military. Most of the time, you know.
That's great.
They are buying. They have great, I mean, it's a great, because a lot of them knew that they will come back here, even if they have to rent it out for a few years.
Right.
They somehow
can,
you know, get their orders back here because it is such a large presence here. So a lot of people,
it's huge, though, because they can do the VA loans and then they can rent them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great, I think that's a smart investment for military to buy, like in different areas they're in, because they can come back and get the 100% financing. I know on Oahu in Hawaii, we have four different military bases, and we're four branches there too. Not four, but we have more than four bases. Mm-hmm. I take that back. We have four branches of military, and we have quite a few bases.
Yep.
But what's happened in the last 10 years, the military still buys a lot, and in the last 10 years, the government contracted, and they put in a lot of upgraded housing. So many military just stayed with their stipend on the housing because it's really beautiful places with air conditioning, and that's not always common in Hawaii,
right.
But depending on where you are. But it's still a good investment for them to buy. So, you know,
I would imagine that the cost of living and the price of housing in Oahu is astronomical.
Crazy.
Most people probably could not afford. So
Virginia
Beach, we're very affordable here. Our average price is $250,000. So you can get a lot of house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Now
that's
not on the water. That's not on the water. But Virginia Beach is a large city. So, you know, on the water, you're talking a couple million, of course, but you can get
affordable
housing.
But you don't need to be on the water.
Here, so.
That's fantastic.
You can be 15 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that buys you a single-family home, a couple thousand square feet? What is it about?
Yeah, maybe 1,500 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bath. You know,
that's
can get
great.
A decent home.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
So
that's really good.
Helps. Mm-hmm. And we have a beautiful area because we have a lot of back bays here. So there are absolutely beautiful places here, a lot of nice boating on the back bays.
Mm.
And, of course, we have the ocean front. That's only 10 minutes from the bay. It's just a nice
life. I guess
life.
Tourism's really
not
big.
Quite as
tourism's
fun.
Really big there, right?
At the ocean
except
front.
For now.
At the ocean front.
Uh-huh.
They were supposed to have the Something About Water Festival, and they canceled that this year. That was a huge thing last year. It was the first year last year for Pharrell. He's the one that he's from here, so he got that going, and that was canceled this year. So
there's a
Airbnb is a big thing too, huh?
It is Airbnbs.
Do you guys have that? Is that big? Is that big up
everywhere?
In
everywhere,
Baltimore?
But they're trying to crack down on it in a lot of places. If it's not zoned, if you're not zoned, so do you have a lot of places that are actually zoned for vacation rentals or?
Well, I live in a townhouse community, and we have restricted covenants. So we cannot do it in this neighborhood. We have people try, but we fight it because we don't want – we have – it's a lot of parking issues if we get a lot of people in a house. But it is allowed here, and there are people making a very good income from it. But now –
So the BB&B's allowed. The BB&B's more allowed than the vacation, like a full-on. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so – I don't think anybody's coming, though, because like you can't go out and do anything. So I think that industry has to be hurting as well.
Yeah. You know, I heard a friend of mine has some places he rents in Pennsylvania and that he rents right there with the historic towns. And it's I heard that Airbnb is like putting up so much money for all the cancellations, like 25% or something of any cancellation, they'll reimburse the owner. He's in Gettysburg.
Wow.
I was thinking off the top of my head. I didn't know Gettysburg gets over 3 million visitors in this season a year. It's amazing to me. I didn't realize that, but they get a lot. And Airbnb. I have a property I use with VRBO, but I didn't hear of anything like that happening in Ocean City, Ocean Pines. But, yeah, so Airbnb is really taking care of a lot of their customers, apparently reimbursing up to 25% for cancellations, which is good. But I don't – so in Virginia Beach, now remember, you've got the going from Virginia Beach to Ocean City, there's that long tunnel. Right? I've taken that before.
I live.
That you
that's
can,
the beach I live on looking across. So I live
you're kidding.
On that beach looking at the bridge tunnel, and it's beautiful
that's
in
beautiful.
The summer. We have beautiful sunsets. It's really pretty. Very pretty.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's the way I always drive to Baltimore as well. I always go up Route 13. It's just so much prettier than
you go
going
up Route 13. That
95.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take you to?
Because
it's like 5 hours to go to down the highway, but that weighs, 2.5, 3 hours, or I don't know. Probably
no,
a little
it's
bit long.
To go, no, because the traffic is so bad now that if you go 95, you're going to hit so much traffic anyway. So it takes 5.5 hours, and it'll take about 5 if you don't hit any traffic. So it's only really a half hour more, and it's like going on vacation.
If you come over to the bridge.
Yeah, just go right over the bridge tunnel where you're here. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Your taxes in Virginia are pretty good too, aren't they? Overall,
they are. They're a little bit better. They're not quite as bad as some of the bigger cities, so that helps.
Yeah. So right now, do you think I know? So Virginia, for listeners, is coastal city in southwest eastern Virginia. It lies where the Chesapeake Bay meets the Atlantic Ocean. Your boardwalk's 3 miles, which is beautiful to have the boardwalk. And it says the Bayside First Landing State Park marks the 1607 arrival of the Jamestown colonists from England.
Right.
That's so fitting that you
That's
were
right.
born in England. And the Virginia
right.
Aquarium and Marine Science Center exhibits ocean life, including sharks, rays, and sea turtles in globally themed habitats. You've got 80-some restaurants right where you are just in one strip?
Just in my – within like
wow.
a mile and a half of my house on the bay, because we have a lot of restaurants
Great.
On the water and lots of seafood, of course, but they're all suffering right now. But it all picked back
I
up,
know.
I'm sure. But it is
yeah.
going to be – it is unprecedented, that's for sure. Hey, I have a question for you. Have you – because I have – and maybe other people have this. I have an S-corporation for my real estate business. That I run everything through, and I'm able to, I spend a lot of money on healthcare since we're independent contractors, and I'm able
right.
to subtract that from my itemized
expenses.
Deductions. But I've been trying to find out about about a $10,000 for they're going to forgive the loan to small businesses, and every time I go online. There isn't anything to link to it. Have you seen anything?
Okay. Yeah, I do. We actually have a show on here. Kevin Lum, he's in, I'll text you his number. Kevin
okay.
Lum is in, he's actually in LA, but he just did a show with me a couple weeks ago and we talked about it. You've got the EID, the SBA loans and the EID loans, and there's a PPP loans. So you can go on SBA.gov and you can file for the $10,000. Originally, from what I heard, even if you didn't get the additional loans because you're independent, the $10,000 was going to come to you. Now they're changing it, and they're not giving that to everybody like they said they were going to. It looks like they're saying if you have employees under you, we're going to give you $1,000 per employee. So it's not working out the way that it was intended to at this point. You can go to SBA.gov, and I'll get you some information as well.
Okay.
Is it the EID?
It was weird because yesterday I went on there and it had a form for me to fill out everything and I didn't have the information
right.
in front of me. So I left it. Now I went back today and the form is gone.
It's kind of sad because it was supposed to be right away that, the $10,000 one way or the other, and then they give you a number. For the other loans, the PPP, which wouldn't apply to you, that's if you have a bunch of employees, you have to go to your local bank. And so it's not working out the way they thought it would. It is for some people if they have a ton of employees. But that $10,000 grant that you're not supposed to have to pay back is working out differently than what it was.
Okay, I'm not going crazy then. Thank you for telling me that.
No, you're not.
This was weird.
Kevin Lum gave us a bunch of information on that. No, it was everywhere. I got called into Hawaii because we have business in Hawaii. The local government, they called in like 10,000, 11,000 businesses, and I was one of them, so I got to hear the what was going on. But it's an EIDU. Let me see what it's called. EIDL grant. You can look that up too. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not working. And they're supposed to also be giving everybody checks, like $1,200 checks, to be deposited today. I don't know. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything.
But I know other people said they are getting it. But the EIDL loan, that's also you go to your local lender. But the SBA, it's funny that you couldn't fill out the form. We were able to fill it out for two states, but then I don't think because everything's changing. It's definitely they're saying that it's going to. It's just I guess what happened, just like everything else happening. They went in with good intentions and then hadn't planned it out enough. Like, how are we going to get this out here? I heard IRS is having troubles with people. Many of us do not give them our bank account numbers, right? So they may not deposit that way. But, I would try to go back on there again or call them because the forms were able to be filled out. But, again, they changed it, breaking it down. And it's not fair because
basically they're supposed to be in touch with you when you fill it out and then let you know what you qualify for and how much you want. So you could even – the loans are supposed to be up to $2 million loans going from low interest up to a decent interest that you would have to pay back. And they're having troubles with it. So unfortunately, those of us –
stay tuned.
You know, but they did say that if you do – because you get a 1099, they did say that you could file for unemployment when typically you can't file for unemployment if you're not an employee. So you should check into that too.
Okay, because I already tried that. I tried that and they said, well, you're 1099, so you can't. I have a business. So they denied
me for
that.
Right, but
they
just changed some things. Yeah, go ahead.
So maybe go back in and try that. Yeah. I got
you. I would. It's just really It's not the way it was supposed to be. Kevin did it. I'll give you a hit. Well, he's got stuff on that too. He just as a matter of fact, let me look this up because it's a good question. We can tell people here to go. Kevin put together this thing called, but again, things are changing. They just did another show yesterday, but I wasn't able to jump on that. But he came on our show and did one for me. Let's see what he gave here. I'm pretty sure. If I don't have the link, I'll get it to you. I want to grab it real fast if I can and give it to everybody. Because he came up with another. Oh, you know what? I don't have it on me. I have it. I have our show link, but not what he said. He made up a site to explain it, but again, it's changing. And it was supposed to be immediately. So, unfortunately. But I'll forward you the webinar. He has another webinar, too, on it. So that's what we have to try. And I think it's a matter of – the good thing is right now lenders are definitely given a three-month forbearance, and they're saying that you have to pay it in 3 months, but then there's another forbearance program you can go into up to 12 months. That's definite. I know a lot of credit card companies are waiving their interest rate, they're knocking people's payments down to zero and giving people 30 days to pay. So it's really important to call everybody.
I agree with
and
that.
And try to be proactive. Because the expenses are still going out, even if, the money's not coming in. So it's important to try to defer some of it. But that's a great question. It's on SBA.gov, and then the local banks are handling the other loans. But it's I'm surprised. I'll have to check. Maybe they did pull the form because it's not working the way it was supposed to. I don't know.
It was weird because it was there yesterday, and I thought I was going crazy. I was working on it right before we called in for our podcast, so I just was had it on my mind.
Oh, no.
I put it out there. So it was one of those things. I was like, it was too good to be true, right?
Yeah, but you know what? We did it 2 weeks ago, so and it's not. It's all changed now, So it's not. Yeah. It's not. They're trying to work everything out, but it's not as good as it should be.
We'll hang in there.
I would check. Huh? I would check back with the unemployment though, because they're saying even if so even with the being an independent contractor, it's a mess. They're all they're bombarded. They don't know how to get this done. It's just really a big mess. And
there's a lot of people. And I think I just want to say that there's a lot of people out there, on the front lines, and we are so lucky and fortunate to have such dedicated nurses and doctors that are on the front lines fighting this. And God, my heart's to anybody out there that's one of those or has family doing that. It's really important to thank those people. Thank the people at the grocery stores for being there and being very grateful. And another thing I'd like to say is when I write those letters, handwritten notes to my database or my sphere, it really warms my heart and it really makes me put things in perspective of what's important. So it's kind of a nice thing to do for yourself, even though you're writing something to someone else, it really makes you reflect on you and what's important to us and to keep that faith going. So I wanted to share that it really helps me being grateful for what you have.
Thank you for sharing that because it's so important. It's, in our industry, we can call the customers or text them. I'm also in addition right now, right? We have so many to try to go through. I think the handwritten note's amazing and that's just the best way to do it. But
yeah,
to try to just see how
it
they're doing.
It does get a rhythm to it. you do get a rhythm, and you know, not that you write the same thing to everybody, but it does make it go a little faster once you kind of get the gist of what you want to say. You know, I definitely recommend it, but like I said, you know, there might be somebody that is more personal to you, and you're going to change your note to reflect that, of course, but overall, it doesn't take but a few sentences, and I can pop out about 20 and, you know, 30 minutes if I put my mind to it and turn the phone off and turn the computer off. So try to limit your distractions. Early in the morning is a great time because it's, you know, you have your tea or your coffee, starts your day in a great way because you're so positive when you write those notes. And you feel like you're sharing and caring. And caring, yes.
Doing gratitude, having gratitude. Have you ever heard of Mary Morrissey?
I have.
I'm certified as a Dream Builder coach through her because I wanted to offer it to our members. And she's amazing. She's amazing. She's been in the ministry for years, and now she does it public. You know, publicly, it's not so much the ministry. I think she's been teaching for over 40 years, and it's all about, you know, the motivational tapes and forgiveness, gratitude. You know, and doing this every day, and living the life you want to live, and really creating that, because we're such, God gave us such power in the power of the spoken tongue and our thoughts, and it's interesting. We go right back to basics, and I think, you know, when we serve, and that's one thing in our industry that, you know, you and I would understand this, be in the middle of deals and nobody's appreciating it and you're juggling it and you're negotiating and you're making it work and there's problems and you got to invert the problems and still keep everybody happy and be 100% professional. And sometimes the other side, the other agents sometimes aren't the way they're supposed to be. And you're like,
right.
Oh, deep breathe, deep breathe.
Haven't we
deep
all
breathe.
Had one of those?
and then you're like, and tell me why I'm doing this again. No, after 30 some years, like, but you know, it's that serving and saying, mm-hmm. Hey, we are helping, because what I found in this industry is there's so many things like commercial deals too. You think commercial is so different than residential, and it's much more business but you're still dealing with people and emotions. Right. So mm-hmm. You get all of it. And it's kind of like, and I found, especially in residential, other things come out. You find out other things. They open up with you. There's other issues, and sometimes you can help with those. And it really is a connection of caring and serving for people. You know, I think that it's otherwise
it's very emotional.
Stay in it,
very
we?
Emotional. Very, very emotional.
I remember my son helping in real estate in Hawaii once, and on a deal that was a problem, and he was like, "Mom, this." When I say in Hawaii, I mean like around 2006 or 7. And it's a lot. And he's like, "How did you do this for all these years?" I'm thinking to myself, well, for one, when I first got started, I was raising, but I didn't say anything to him. You know, I was just going through a divorce.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of, it's when you love people, it's something we do. And I call it real estate's our vehicle. So in Virginia Beach right now, if this was, this would typically be your spring market. So
oh,
right now.
Goodness. We would be so busy right now. Oh, gosh. So busy.
Would it be a mixture of military, people getting ready, the kids are going to move in the summer, I mean, the school's out in the summer, people want to be ready to move by then, tourists coming in,
yes.
What would be the pretty much a little bit of everything? Or
yes, all of the above, because we have a very early spring here, all the azaleas are bursting out, the dogwoods, it's absolutely beautiful, nature is amazing, and because it's so beautiful, people want to list their houses, of course. And we're not quite getting that because I think a lot of people are afraid if they're living there to have people in. Even though we are taking those precautions, there is some
right.
fear to some sellers. I just did a deal last week with a cash buyer, and I wore gloves and I wore a mask to all the showings. Mm-hmm. And even if there was people living there, we went in. I went in with a wipe, and I wouldn't let him touch anything. And I would
That's
go
smart,
with
yeah.
all the candles and everything we touched. So, you know, but and in a vacant house, you're obviously not quite as scared. So I think it really
sure.
depends. If some people, like you said, we're essential people. So if somebody has to sell, there are reasons people do. There's unfortunately divorce, and you know, people unfortunately pass away, and there are
right.
some things that are going to come up. But I think most people that don't have to make that move right now, and especially military putting squash on all the orders, It's just going to be very, very, very slow to come back alive. I'm hoping June 10th, our governor has put a hold on the social distancing. Now, I know a lot of states have said the end of
Is
April, but our
10th?
Governor already That's for
Wow.
June. I don't know what every state's different.
Wow.
So when I got that news about 2 weeks ago, my head was like, whoa, that means,
wow.
Okay, so that means if I get people, let's just say it does open up June 10th and people are more confident. Maybe there's a vaccine by then. Let's pray and hope.
Right.
But let's just say there isn't. Are people going to feel the fear of listing their home and having people in their house that might have the virus and they don't know and they've touched something?
I think
there's a lot of fear going on.
I think the fear is stronger than it needs to be. I do know one thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got about 10 minutes left. I told the hour would fly. It flew by, didn't it? I know. I do know that one of the big things, Germany supposedly has had a really good handle on it, is because they've been able to test like crazy. They didn't wait for people to have any type of symptoms mm-hmm. to test. And so their fatality mm-hmm. rate's really low, and they are attributing this to testing. And I know in the U.S. Mm-hmm. here, many different drug companies have come up. Abbott's been one of them, of these phenomenal like 5-minute tests instead of 15-minute tests. Mm-hmm. Tests that they only have to put the thing in your nose, not down your throat. I mean, it was pretty evasive
right.
at first, invasive.
Right.
And so I think we're looking at that right now with the testing and then trying to see who's already had it. And so I feel good about that. But I would think we need to be the ones definitely not saying, hey, we're taking on liability. You're going to sue us if something happens. And I think we all should have disclaimers forms signed. I've been on a lot of calls as a broker. And they're not doing it. Is yours doing it?
That was the only deal I had, and it was right when the actual documents had come out, and they didn't really apply
to us. Oh, so you didn't
need
it.
We didn't need it.
Well, I'm going to do. Brokers can decide on their own, and in Hawaii, I was on a call with like 300 and some brokers, because it's the board put it together, and they were saying, mm-hmm. no, we don't need it. They had some attorneys on. Just the basic addendums they're using right now are to extend closing, extend settlements, you know, if there's issues, like beyond
mm-hmm.
anybody's fault.
Right.
I still want a disclaimer because some people, they go, no, I want to go. I don't want them to come back on us later. You know, everybody needs to decide on
right.
their own. And so, but I think we could in our own, because people do need to sell. One thing that's going to happen, the buyers are going to say, oh, I know I can get a low price because of this virus. And the sellers are going to say, no, I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to go way down because I'm not going to give
mm-hmm.
my house away. And I think it's going to be for the investors are going to make some good money, I think. But I think it's going to be a meeting of the minds. And that's where we come in to kind of work
mm-hmm.
that through, right? And so
mm-hmm.
to me, I spend a lot of time on the trainings now where, you know, I sell thousands of all kinds of, but I think it's a good way to maybe to go out and talk to the sellers and say, if you really were planning on selling, it's still a good time to get it ready. Maybe not,
mm-hmm.
Maybe have virtual showings right now, not coming in unless
mm-hmm.
the person's definitely wants to write a contract subject to the home inspection or something and then work it that way, not having multiple showings. But I think because, I mean, we've got the internet. We have photos. I mean, most people
mm-hmm.
look at these pictures before they even come to the houses anymore, right? I mean, they're doing their homework
right.
at a time. So I think it does make sense to put something out to sellers and say, hey, this is our game plan, and what do you think? And we'll work with you on it. But I think if you really were thinking of selling, you're going to get a leg up on this rather than just changing your whole life right now, if that makes sense. You know,
yeah.
Same with buyers.
That's a good idea.
Buyers are still looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think there's ways to, but keep it virtual. You know, if we can do that, because
mm-hmm.
the more that we can keep things, we have to social distance. I mean, that's smart, right? Not to be
mm-hmm. absolutely.
You know, but because, I mean, a lot of people can take their own pictures. I mean, it doesn't have, you know, many pictures look good. It doesn't have to be the professional photographer. I'm just saying to get certain
yeah.
things in. I don't know. And then you have the vacant houses that you mentioned. So who
mm-hmm.
knows? We've got
yeah,
to.
I mean, hopefully we'll touch base in about a month and things will be a lot different and we'll have more good news to share.
Yeah. So Virginia Beach, though, I think, I didn't look up the statistics. Did a lot of people pull their homes off the market, or is it pretty much they're just like no showings, but they're keeping it on?
It's a mixed bag. inventory is low. We've had inventory, low inventory, for, you know, over a year. It's been, you know, very, for the, especially Virginia
really?
Beach. Virginia Beach.
For
yeah.
Over
Virginia
a year,
Beach
why?
Is, we, I think because of the military and the price of our houses, it's affordable. We have a, we, if it's a nice house and it's in great shape, it's going to go within days.
That's great.
Yeah, so we have a very
really
fast
good.
Turnover. Doesn't take very long. And rentals, oh, my goodness. I don't – I started doing rentals again, and I started, you know, pivot, maneuver, adjust, and adapt. So
I don't want to
– I know. Well,
yeah.
I, here's the thing, just a thought. I did a flat – I do a flat fee rental, and I only do it
right.
for friends, basically.
Right,
and
right.
I just do everything, and then they do the property management. So I find the tenant.
That's smart.
They pay.
That's smart.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then so I'm just doing one now. Hey, it was $1,000, and I'm going to get paid in
sure.
a couple of weeks. So it is
sure.
a way to just get a little bit of extra income. I don't love property management. I gave it all up because I didn't like it.
Right.
So the flat fee gives me an option to – I charge $1,000, so that's probably
that's
what
good.
I would make – in a, you know, a year, so.
No.
That's, anyway,
it's
that's
a
kind
a good
of what
thing
I'm doing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We that's smart. We have the flat fee in the menu programs for everything, like that we work with around the country too, and they, with other brokers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe in it, but it's that's a, but not rentals will. Yeah, they'll put them in the MLS, but won't do property management because of liability. And some many companies do all of it, right? But that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart to like you say.
Well,
you're
there's
pivoting,
a lot of people.
That's smart.
Yeah, pivoting, that's right. And a lot of people, and especially this gentleman, he was the one, it was a $165,000 townhouse. He wanted it rented out
good.
Quickly. He didn't want to handle any
sure.
of that. And if you go to any of these sites to get the lease, the brand new lease and all that, you're going to pay a couple hundred dollars just for the documents.
Sure.
And then
sure.
I handled, of course, all the marketing, the showings. I had another agent show it.
Good.
And we brought the
good.
First day we got a full, you know, lease.
Good.
And I had about
yeah.
35 other people that wanted the property. I just still overwhelmed with interest in it. So there
you
are
know,
people
we're gonna,
wanting to rent.
Absolutely. And a lot of people can't qualify for the other stuff anymore, maybe. So it's going to be that's going to
yeah.
be a whole new market. And
mm-hmm.
I agree. So it's, yeah, people have to live somewhere and make it work. And there's just so much going on right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So you never
well,
know.
It,
I mean.
Oh, let's give your contact information.
Yes. My last name is Lee, L-E-E. First name Dawn, D-A-W-N. And my cell phone, feel free to text 757-403-4287. And my email is Dawn, D-A-W-N, at dawnleerealestate.com.
Awesome. It has been a pleasure. We've got to catch up, too. My goodness.
Yes, this is great.
Before
it's
we're,
like
in rocking chairs,
we
right?
We are old friends.
Hey, we can't wait like 40 years. You know, my gosh, where'd the time go? I don't know. It's because I was in Hawaii for so long, and then I'm back and forth, but it's like, I mean, I don't think about it. Was just, wow, it goes by.
Do you remember how
by,
we
really.
Saw each other before we saw each other? It was about 15 years ago. I was at the pub. It was near my mother's house. She lives village across the Keys in Baltimore. And I was
no.
in the ladies' room, and I heard your voice. You were in the ladies' room on the
do
phone.
Do I still have the same voice?
And I went, I said, is that Natalie? And you were like,
oh,
Dawn?
My God.
And that's
phone,
when we reunited. That was a long
oh,
time
God,
ago.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Oh, my God, that's
yeah,
so funny.
You
yeah,
you talk the same way.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Unfortunately, real estate, I'm kind of tone deaf from 30-some years of being on the phone. You know, I can't hear how loud I'm talking anymore. My son will always say to me, when we would go to a restaurant, Mom, you're talking too loud. Oh, gosh, okay, I'm going to whisper. Because, you know, because there are some drawbacks to real estate for many, many moons. You know, you kind of, you live on that
right.
phone. But right. oh, wow. Well, yeah, and then we'll be on the East Coast. I'll be on the East Coast more, too, so we'll have to get together down to Ocean City,
yes,
Virginia Beach. Wow.
If you ever come towards
yes.
this way, I can always try to meet up with you somewhere. have dinner.
I love it.
Well, social distance.
Yeah. We'll do elbow. Well, we can't even do elbows now, right? You have to like social. We'll bow.
You can hit the heels together.
Hopefully, we'll get back. A good friend of mine, Tom Antion, he's got Antion Associates. He's got one of the big internet marketing center right there in Virginia Beach. He's been down there since like 2001 or two. Yeah, yeah. That's it's really good for marketing. I should put you in touch. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Share your contact.
And, absolutely. Gosh, the time flies. But well, thank you for coming on, and we'll do this again, and I'll stay in touch. Mm. Yeah, so I'm giving you a social hug, a virtual hug, and
virtual hug.
Hopefully, we are on April 15th, so nobody had to worry about taxes or deadlines today. I think they extended everybody right for 3 months or a couple of months. I don't know. And can you imagine? Everything's extended. So
I already paid my taxes, so I didn't. It was already done, so I didn't even benefit from that. So.
Oh well, you're going to benefit from stuff. Watch it. I can tell, and you're doing such a great job down there. You'll have a lot of clients.
I am very confident and positive. I'm not saying
it'll
that.
It'll come back
I'm
to you for sure.
Positive.
Absolutely.
I have faith.
It'll come back for
faith.
Sure. Absolutely. God, God's real. God's definitely real. And I'll tell you, God's, it's amazing what's happening here, but we'll make it through. So thank you. I'll be back. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Yes, peace.